Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Book of Trendesis in the Zeitpole. This is courtesy of Tulip City Dispatch. I am Jack, and I'm thrilled to be joined today by super producer Becca Ramos!
Hello.
What's up?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, indeed. Miles and I are not beefing.
Just a prerequisite.
Yeah, we just had our schedules were in conflict this week, but not our personalities.
But not
I
our
know
hearts.
Because it sounds like I wasn't on this morning's episode. Now I'm here for trends. Miles isn't, but still my sweetheart. I love him very much. But I'm thrilled to have Becca here. Becca, how are you doing?
I'm all right. It's the end of September. I feel like we're closing a chapter. Mm. We're about to start.
Yes.
Actually, it's my brother's birthday today, which is great.
Hey.
So happy shout out to your brother. Him.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into what's trending. The NFL is trending after Thursday Night Football. Just one of the darkest things I think I've ever seen on the internet, like full stop, popped up last night after the Dolphins-Bengals game. So the quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, I'm fucking up the pronunciation, but most people just call him Tua, got slammed to the turf. His brain was injured so badly that his like fingers splayed in this like, you know, a horrifying, unnatural looking thing that was just one of the most brutal like things I've seen a human go through. Apparently it's not unnatural, but it looked unnatural, but it's like what your body naturally does when your brain like has suffered a horrifying injury.
I'm like literally physically uncomfortable reading that sentence. Like yeah.
I wouldn't recommend looking at it. Like unless you're playing,
I don't watch football for like, a reason.
Playing football or having someone you love is like asking you if they should play football. But it's horrifying. It's wild. Like a teammate of his who's right there, like just kind of covers up his fingers, like grabs them to like make it stop. But you know, it's not stopping for him. His brain is like badly injured. And He apparently shouldn't have been on the field at all. There's another very disturbing clip of him getting slammed to the turf, getting up and trying to run back to the huddle and just like collapsing multiple times. And again, a teammate like picks him up and calls the medics over. Like the teammates, I feel like, are just like covering. It reminds me of like a family that's trying to cover for like an alcoholic loved one. Like they're all just like, no, everything's cool. Everything's cool. Don't worry about this. But in this case, the NFL is the toxic presence.
Yeah.
And by the way, that other clip of him, you know, being badly injured and concussed happened 4 days ago. So because the NFL does Thursday night football, you know, the worst case scenario is that players have to play 4 days after playing another game of football, which is just a horrifying, punishing sport that does give players brain injuries. And the dysfunction is, you know, obviously not on the player's part. You see a lot of defenders being like, yeah, well, he wanted to be out there. And, you know, it's on the league to protect them and not incentivize them to be put in positions that are going to, you know, disable them long term, which is what they did in this case. And it's also wild. Like by the time I saw the clip on Twitter, I like looked at what was trending on Twitter. I assumed like this was all anyone was talking about, and people had like moved on to the backup quarterback. They were like complaining about the backup quarterback's performance, who like came in after he was like literally stretchered off and taken to the hospital. And they're just like, ah, man, if Tua's hurt, like this is bad for us because our backup didn't look good.
Oh my God.
So it's just
take the humanity out of it, huh?
Just move it along, you know, is sort of the NFL's business. The other image from the night is like Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, like in a box, just laughing it up with like the big wigs. And this is on Amazon now. This is on Amazon Prime. Like they now carry Thursday Night Football. So there's like a $1 billion contract at stake. And the way it seems like the league is going to respond is to, you know, contain it to being a problem with the Miami Dolphins. And
not at large, the NFL.
Yeah, not at large. Just that the Dolphins didn't follow their concussion protocol or, you know, and even the sports media, which is very much beholden to the NFL because they rely on them for access and content. Seems to be being like, well, it was either like really bad, you know, behavior on somebody's part within the organization, or it was like a medical mistake. But it's like, come on, man. Like we know what's happening.
It was,
here. Everybody who saw it knows what is happening here. There's even a tweet from someone right before the game that was like, it's a doctor. He's like involved with the concussion protocol, like determining what the concussion protocol is in the NFL, and was like, if he gets injured again, like he could be like, this is horrifying. Like everybody should be fired, which is what should happen. But he basically predicted that this is what was going to happen. And the NFL just has like in reading about this, cause like I couldn't like get it out of my mind. There's a story from 2021 where they tried to challenge a settlement for a former player who at age 54 was like struggling with debilitating dementia. And their strategy was to claim that his diagnosis failed to take race into account, as if his like inability to speak was caused by his being black. And like that was an actual legal strategy that the NFL took in 2021.
Like as in, like he maybe speaks AAVE and not regular
right.
English.
Yeah, that was basically
versus slurring your words the way dementia literally makes it debilitating to you be a functioning human being.
Yes.
Yeah. Yikes.
That was their like official stance in 2021. Like when I first read that, I was like, okay, this must be from like the 60s or 70s. No, this is 2021.
I mean, there's so much racism in sports, especially I feel like the NFL being such a brutal sport where it's like literally off the backs of like your physical strength and being able to destroy your body on the field every day. Like it is, I can't imagine all the things that go on behind the scenes for those black NFL players, not only just because of the assumptions that people make about black bodies versus white bodies being stronger, more resilient, and therefore when they have, they want care, even if they have money to have access to that type of, you know, world star care that they're being denied because they're like, well, your body's better than a white body. Like you are more like capable or protected. In reality, it's like, are there enough studies being done on black bodies of what the same things that happen to white bodies? You know, it's horrifying. Yeah. Football scares me. I will never, whenever I have children someday, football is nowhere near in their corner of things they're going to be allowed to do. Growing up in a football state, I've always felt icky about football.
Yeah. I don't know how somebody could not after this clip. I mean, after many clips, but this was in particular, like just one of the worst things I've ever seen. So thanks to the NFL and fuck Roger Goodell. Hopefully he gets fired. Although I feel like we live in America.
We live in a capitalist society.
Yeah. Somebody further down the chain will take the fall for this. All right. Trevor Noah is trending for two big reasons.
He had a big news day.
Big news day for Trevor Noah. One, he was spotted kissing Dua Lipa after they went out to dinner together.
The streets of New York City.
Which, romantic, first of all. I don't know if it was in the rain, but I'm going to imagine that it was in the rain. And also, and much worse, he is leaving The Daily Show, which, you know, an iconic host who made that show his own, and it's a bummer.
Definitely. But I'm excited to see what he does next. I'm a big Trevor Noah fan. I feel like any reason I got into like political culture and like political comedy is because of like beginning clips of seeing Trevor Noah in my media space. So yeah, I'm excited to see what he does next.
Yeah. And our Monday guest actually had, because people were speculating as to like who would replace him. And thank you to the, let me count, one fan who suggested that the Daily Zeitgeist be the replacement. But they really love it. But Eli tweeted, it seems you've forgotten that the next host of the Daily Show goes on a date with the previous host and kisses them, signaling the passing of the torch. Congrats, Dua Lipa, on the new late night gig.
That tickled me. That is very funny.
That is good.
Especially because I can't imagine her doing anything like that. She's such a little pop girly.
Yeah. So good, though. And what a power couple. A power couple that we need in our lives. All right. Let's take a quick break, give you guys some time to start tweeting about how Miles and I should replace Trevor Noah, and then we will be back to talk more trends.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. And there's a bunch of new music out, all of which I feel ill-equipped to comment. But I mean, YG dropped a new album. I have loved many YG songs. Bjork dropped an album, and it's supposedly a classic. People
already
seem to really, yeah. People seem to it dropped today, but like the reviews are glowing. But yes, Mino, Paramore released first song in 5 years. So did LCD Sound System. Kid Cudi dropped an album. It's exciting times for people who like music. Have you heard of this stuff? Have you seen this stuff, folks? Music.
Love it. I'm excited. I have not listened to the Paramore. I am a farmer. If you knew me back then, please don't. I was a former emo kid. <don't. laughs> I was a former emo.
I love that. I love that for you.
So had the straightened bangs with the curly hair for no reason. Why do we do that? I don't know. But Paramore, you know, holds a soft spot in my heart. Can't wait to listen to the new song. I also love Black Twitter going off, being like, oh no, we all love Paramore. This is like an exception. Like we are Paramore stans. Paramore is for the Black community. So here for that, here for Paramore's new song. Can't wait to see what the album brings.
Yeah. Kid Cudi and Paramore were the one time that I went to Coachella years ago. they were the two best live performances that I saw.
I mean, Paramore is incredible live. I have, in my emo days, seen Paramore. Have not seen Kid Cudi, but I feel like Kid Cudi would be an incredible performance.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I've watched many YouTube performances of Kid Cudi, but never live.
All right. And then new movies coming out this weekend. Smile, which we have all agreed as we were going through the stories, we have all agreed not to see. I think it seems too scary.
I love a fright, to say the least. Like I like a creepy story. Like Haunting of Hill House is like definitely some of my favorite limited series. Like the creators of Haunting of Hill House, because they've done like three. They did like Bly Manor, and then they did like I think one other one. I've loved all of those. Like that's the realm I like to sit in, where it's like creepy but not terrifying. Although I will watch a scary movie with people I love, so I'm not alone at night. But that looked almost too far. Like, I was like, I don't know if I can do it. That is, it absolutely, I watched the trailer like a month ago. It got served to me. And I was not the same since. So I'm good. I'm good on Smile. But go see it. If you really love a haunting movie, it seems terrifying.
Mm. Yeah, the image of just a scary smiles, really, really creepy, folks. I don't know, the trailer for that movie really freaked me out. It is pulling in numbers on par with M. Night Shyamalan's Old, which I think people, like box office prognosticators, are associating them because they're too...
They're like vaguely creepy movies.
Yeah, creepy, together. Vaguely creepy movies that like where the bad thing is something vague and familiar from our daily lives, like being time and smiling. But I don't know. I expect it to do better than Old.
I mean, Old also, like, didn't it end up being pretty bad, like, reviews-wise?
It got bad reviews and was... Bad reviews generally don't matter with horror movies and comedies.
Yeah, that's true.
And, or Don't Worry, Darling. but they... Yeah, so Old is getting, like, pretty solid reviews for a horror movie. But
you
just
mean Smile?
Smile is getting pretty solid reviews for a horror movie. But just the power of like the creepy smile being weaponized on screen feels just more tangible and visceral than a beach that makes you old. Spoiler alert. Although I think anybody who went to see Old or might think about going to see Old is familiar with the concept. Don't Worry, Darling keeps bringing in solid boffo BO. So I continued to be wrong about that. It wasn't just one weekend, but I'm now rooting for it and happy that movie is proving the haters at the New York Times wrong. As The Woman King continues to bring in really solid box office, which is awesome to see. And then Bros is the other big movie. The Billy Eichner rom-com is coming out, which looks solid. I actually haven't seen what the reviews are for that, but I think I did. And I think they're pretty solid. And
yeah, he was getting review bombed by homophobes the past week or two on like IMDb and stuff, which was very sad and disheartening to see. Because Billy Eichner is incredibly talented and I'm definitely excited to see Bros. I think we need more queer media like it. So yeah, just like Fire Island, I felt like was really fun and really great.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited to see Bros.
Nice. Yeah, me too. Butterboards are trending. And this is another thing that I'm excited about. So I guess this is a trend that was started by Justine Snacks.
Yes. Big fan of hers. I follow her on TikTok and on Instagram because her recipes look yummy and they are pretty good, the couple that I've done.
Yeah. And the idea here is basically instead of a charcuterie board, which in my experience, entertaining, I always overstock the charcuterie board and I end up with like three things of cheese just sweating in the sun, or you know, just sweating oil and liquid, pretty gross. So this seems like a very simple, elegant solution, which is just spread some butter on a board and then like sprinkle it with toppings and have at it, folks.
I think it goes greatly. At least I am on Food Talk. I don't know how many of us are, but there has been a lot of trending butters lately, I feel like, on TikTok. Like people making like butter, like different types of butter, like savory butter, sweet butters, like homemade like butter spreads for all sorts of different things. So I feel like we started there and now we're at butter boards. And I feel like it's a beautiful migration from yummy flavored butters for weird toast to making it a full ass board to dip. I will be trying this the next time I host something because believe it or not, I hate making a charcuterie board. I don't have the patience. I don't have the time. I feel like to make a beautiful charcuterie board, it is a talent. It's a skill to sit there and like cut the cheeses properly and like fold them into little flowers, the meats, and like, you know, have a great combination of like fruits that complement the cheeses and the meats and like the right crackers, and then also getting like the honeys and like the Dijon mustards and like the right little dipping sauces. Yeah. It's a lot. And a butterboard looks way easier and more fun.
Yeah. You are reminding me of the time when I was putting together a charcuterie board, and I was like, all right, so like, what are some fun cheeses that people like for charcuterie board? I'll Google like, you know, some tips for putting together a charcuterie board. And the article I found, like, never have I felt so inadequate to the job.
Yes.
They were like, your charcuterie board could tell a story. I was like, oh no, this is,
they're like, it needs to have three different types of cheeses. You have to have a spreadable cheese, a crumbly cheese, and a hard cheese. And I was like,
how do the cheeses comment on one another is the question that you want to ask yourself. I'm like, what? So I just put out some Kraft singles, a big thing of bologna, and called it a day. No, I didn't do that, but I would be fine with that. Some crackers, some cheese and crackers is what I'm going for with my charcuterie board. So we're seeing some rosemary, some sea salt, and then you could even drizzle some honey on there.
Yeah, or like cut up some red onion or shallots, like put it on there, and like some edible flowers. It looks like cilantro on some of these, but like way easier than putting together a board. Like you just spread the butter and then just like put whatever the fuck you want on top of it, and you're good to go. And people love butter. I love butter. And I feel like you can easily make this like vegan too. Like you can get vegan butter and then everyone's happy. Yeah. Because like a charcuterie board is not vegan friendly or even vegetarian friendly, really. You just got cheese and fruit.
Yeah.
Taste all the delicious meats.
Right. I don't like to brag, but we have been compared to hot butter on breakfast toast before. So, but yeah, not since the Sugar Hill Gang I feel like people have been sleeping on butter for too long. So I'm glad to see butter coming back, having a moment of appreciation.
There's one thing about me. I love butter.
Love butter.
I'm going to put that shit. I'm going to saute my onions and mushrooms, a little oil, a little butter.
Yeah.
I make a mean avocado toast. Can't buy avocado toast anywhere anymore because I make the best avocado toast, and I'll go on record and say that.
The hidden ingredient, if you're ever out to dinner and you're like, God, what is it about this fill in the blank steak, pasta, fillet of salmon that tastes so much better than when I cook it at home? It is because they have put an entire stick of butter into that in some way. They've infused it.
And if it's
it
a creamy
butter.
Pasta, it's definitely heavy whipping cream, and you're going to feel like shit after.
Oh man. Yeah. You're literally dragging your ass down the street at that point. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending. We didn't even get to Hocus Pocus 2, and that is, you know, that is me saying that. I don't usually tell you what we didn't get to, but that is that is my promise to you that one day we will.
Well, it's a movie that came out.
Hocus Pocus 2. It's a movie that came out.
We retroactively cover it in the other note. It came out today on Disney Plus.
Yeah, maybe we'll even watch it. Although I feel like that will be too scary for my guys. and by my guys, I mean me and my emotions. But all right, Becca, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
You can find me and follow me at Bex, B-E-C-C-S Ramos on all platforms and at Mil Mundos Books.
All right. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. That is going to do it for us this week. We are back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show with Miles and me. Until then, be kind to each other.
Oh,
be
wait,
kind
one
to yourself.
More thing.
Yeah.
Next up, the last day
next
to
up.
Apply
yeah,
is
yeah.
today. This launches today. So midnight PST. So you still have some hours. Go to iHeart.com/next up to apply.
Do it. Back on Monday. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.